Okay, we are back. TNA recap a little bit later, but I don't think we can overlook all the fake fighting news that's going on this week, because there's just so much coming out. And you got to start with the Vince McMahon news. Crazy, crazy shit, you know, as you see the lawsuit that was filed. And you find out that Vince McMahon, he's awfully horny. Would you agree?
Yeah, he's something. I don't know if it's all horny.
Have you ever thought about defecating on a woman during your three ways?
Not during the three ways.
Oh, it's got to be more? Or is it just, that's for the intimate stuff?
Well, I said if there's more, then there's a better chance you can blame it on somebody else.
What's that? What's the third guy thinking? Wait.
Did they specify? Did they specify as another guy, or if it was?
Well, it seemed like most of the time it was Laurinaitis.
Oh God.
Yeah, with that sexy voice.
Do me.
It's crazy though, because you know you read these text messages, and you know I think he's had a lawyer come out and said they're going to vehemently fight this, or you know vehemently try to get out of court, you know, and pay off. But they, I guess what you can take from this, if this is Vince McMahon's texting, is his spelling isn't great.
No.
And he's
an old guy.
And he's a cuck.
Old guy using technology.
So, he's up there. Like he's not a young man. And this stuff was going on, you know, not that long ago.
Nope.
So is there anything that you read that was particularly disturbing or startling? I would say the having 12 guys, bus loads on this lady, and then, you know, but they've got to just be in packs of three or whatever he said.
That was all. I saw that was talked about a lot, but I didn't see anything that was verified that happened.
Right.
Or even the thing with, like, Lesnar. They had contact, but I don't know if it followed through.
Yo, and then obviously, you know, the black dick thing, you know, that's a cucklord thing. So, you know, no big deal there. Yep. The Lesnar thing, all that was kind of said was, I don't know if he was trying to like bait him into having sex with her or seeing pictures of it or whatever. But all it said was like, Lesnar said, send me a pissing video. And I guess she did. And then he called her a bitch or something like that, which is very bizarre. I don't know if that's like, you know, cause that could one of two ways, you know, either Lesnar's a perverted bastard or he was just like, oh, this lady will do whatever. Let me see what I can get her to do. Oh.
He just did it to kind of as a trolling thing.
Yeah. It could go either way.
It depends on what else has not been revealed.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot you would how much will be revealed? You really don't know with these things, because they initially said, "Hey, can you do an internal investigation or whatever?" And they went, "Oh, we found nothing."
Yeah, yeah, it was inconclusive or something like that. And then it's like a few months later, after Vince quits paying her.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Vince is a sexual deviant, and I watched it all. Now, I mean, I guess after the Royal Rumble, during one of those stupid ass press conferences, you're not a real sport, by the way. Can we calm down on this doing that goofy shit? Like, post game stuff. What good has come of it? Even like with AEW and WWE, it's just kind of, I don't know. I mean, if it's just like Tony Khan doing announcements or whatever, that's fine. But I mean, a lot of weird stuff has come from these post match scrums or media or whatever scrums, it is. Yeah. Why are we doing them?
I think part of it, TKO is like they got legit fight concerns, right? They're not just in its own WWE. They got like MMA stuff going on.
They bought UFC a few years ago, I believe.
Okay. Well, I think they're trying to translate some of that over. And let's face it, the WWE stuff was pretty tired to look at. Kevin Dunn's been doing this shit forever. And that Gonzo TV shit worked back when Russo was tossing hot angles and things were going off the cuff and all that. Anymore, it just gets to be irritating. So I can see where they got rid of him, and maybe they're trying. They also did. They do small stuff like they've been doing the talent arriving at the show, like they've been doing that a lot more. And
Really?
The Rumble they had timers on the people that were in there the longest. They had like three people that they were tracking to see who was in the actual match the longest. Just small cosmetic things that are they're fine, but they're not going to change anything.
Anyway, I guess, you know, when asked about the Vince McMahon thing, Triple H deflected, you know, did the Matrix.
What did you expect? I'd rather focus on the positive.
I guess he immediately went into how much money they are making. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I've just read stuff. But also, you know, a lot of it said that Stephanie McMahon knew about this and kind of helped, you know, divert attention and, you know, I don't know if cover up's the word, but so I guess the husband was just like, what? But he said, you know, he learned about this as we did. Okay.
Okay. Right.
But
right.
So how do you think this all ends? You know, a lot of nothing, or do you think a couple more people are going to have to get fired? If you were TKO, the company, you know, the main company, I think that's what they're called. I thought it was Endeavor at first. I don't know. Maybe they switch it up. Do you think they fire a few more people to be like, oh, look, we cleaned it up? Or do you think nothing really happens? Do you think it just gets drawn out?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear officially, but I'm assuming Laurinaitis is gone. If he was in there anyway. They apparently put Braun Breaker in instead of Brock Lesnar in the Rumble. So they, cause Breaker, Lesnar was supposed to be his entrance back after being gone for a while, but they just switched out Braun Breaker.
Well, that's weird. So I mean, if he had nothing to do with it, you think you could just throw him in there, but
unless they haven't released the stuff that might point to that besides the interaction he had. The other thing was somebody pointed out that, Vince is gone, Bruce Pritchard is kind of his butt boy.
I think Ronda Rousey tweeted that.
Yeah. So if he's still there, Vince is pretty much still there. So I would say if Pritchard has always kind of rubbed me the wrong way anyway. So I wouldn't mind seeing him go.
He's just one of the many bootlickers from that weird regime, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's weird because, I mean, the tribalism is at full tilt since, you know, AEW kind of arrived, and it's very bizarre, like,
right,
picking one over the other to begin with. Very weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess unless you're a big time, you had some stake in the company or whatever, you bought a ton of stock or something, I guess I get it. But if you're just some rando on social media, who really cares about your thoughts?
Well, yeah, and it's like, so what? Oh, great. I think this. Who gives a shit?
That's what I mean.
You probably can't manage your life. What the hell do I care what you think about a billion-dollar corporation?
You think Triple H is going to see you in the crowd, and he's like, oh, man, you're... you know, fucking R-Truth lover, you know, with a bunch of numbers at the end. Man, let's party.
Could you come help us with this? Could you help us with this accounting thing?
Yeah, we got X-Pac in the back. He's ready to drug you and make a porn.
Yeah, how would you book this guy? No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's very weird. That's why, like, you can't look at anything on Twitter because it's ridiculous. And if people aren't trolling, they've got brain rot or something. Yeah, and that's with both sides.
Oh, yeah. I see. I follow a bunch of different groups. Most of them are, some are either, there's a few people go, guys, you guys are getting a little too weird about this. But most people are either hate, love. If you don't, you're an asshole. It's just stupid.
It's ruined. Nobody like cares. I said, it's ruined Cornette for me because, like, even I used to love his historian stuff. I just want to hear backstage stories about shit.
Yes. And that's usually what I listen to on his.
Gone way too far. Like, he's even contradicting himself just for, I don't know, clicks, or I don't know what he's doing. You know, but I get it. I mean, the dude's not in the business. If he can make a buck off of it, I guess go for
it. He should. Any old timers do that kind of shit. That's how you think. I probably won't listen to half of them unless they got really, like I said, if they got good stories, fine. But if it's like, here's what I think about the business today, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Bischoff, Kevin Nash, and some other morons you see that you're like, they have a podcast? And hey, listen, we're nobodies too, but we're not out there doing that kind of shit.
I'm not claiming to. I'm just commenting on it. I don't have the fix. I don't know what the fuck to do. That's stuff I'd like to see, but probably everybody else would go, oh, goddamn, that's stupid.
I mean, I can tell you my WWE fandom started waning with the purchase of WCW, and it just went down to now it's not even, it's basically non-existent unless I just want to get on and, you know, see something.
Yeah.
And that's a good segue into Royal Rumble.
Since we started doing this more, I've started paying a little more attention. Before, it was all recaps, or I'd absorb news just by what everybody else was talking about because it didn't really matter that much. It sounded like the same shit.
Yeah, I'd catch podcasts or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, believe it or not, that was enough for me. You know, just someone else talking about it. I was never like, oh, got to go see that.
Yep.
Don't care. It just seems like, so Raw, there's going to be the same eight matches for the next 8 weeks. They're just going to go back and forth. No, I'm good. I'm cool. So that, like I said, Royal Rumble, I didn't even know it was on until a couple people text me like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. Oh, it's, you know what I mean? I just don't, it's not on my mind.
Yeah. Like I think I told you, I watched the Rumble because usually there's a chance it'll be kind of fun, kind of entertaining to some degree. Most of the rest of them are just like, if it's just straight up matches without anything interesting to it, I don't care because I just can't get into it.
Like I said, Mania, Rumble, SummerSlam usually, but the rest of it is whatever. I mean, if I catch it, I catch it, you know, Elimination Chamber and stuff like that. There's so many of them. It's lost its luster a long time ago.
If there's something where they have tension at, like a Survivor Series where it could be like a back and forth, and you know, that helps a little bit. But most times it's this guy's going to fight this guy. He's really mad at him. Okay. that's very new. That's fresh.
Right. So what of the Royal Rumble did you see? Did you see a lot of it? What'd you think about it? I have to kind of volley it to you because I have not seen a drop of it. I've just seen the recap.
I eventually got through the whole thing. I didn't sit down in one, you know, and see it. I didn't see it as it happened. I waited to watch it later. Started off with the women's Royal Rumble match, and they got enough talent in there. They can do 2 30-man rumbles. Don't tell me they're lacking for talent, or you know. They employ plenty of jobbers. They just don't call them jobbers anymore.
Enhancement.
Enhancement. And it was about.
And it looks like a lot of the women wrestlers now do have a lot of enhancement because sometimes when I see them, they don't even look like the same person.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Like it's just like plugging in anything. They bring back some of the old ones because you're at least familiar with some of them because it seems like they're just tearing off a paper towel and throwing it in there. It's like, oh, here's a replacement. She looks kind of like the last one that you don't remember her name. She was a blonde that wore pink a lot. Here's another blonde that wears pink a lot. I mean, about 2/3 of it was just like, kind of like, oh, God. A third of it was actually better than I expected.
I saw that TNA sent Jordan Grace over there, which I was like, wow, you really, if you're getting nothing back, I get it. You know, you can do whatever, you know, have talent go wherever. That's cool. But you're really showing her one of the biggest shows of the year.
Right.
You know, now you're going to go backstage. Who knows? Vince could be back there coercing her into orgies or something. I have no idea. But why would you send her to do that and then be like, oh, when's your contract up? Where will you want to go?
Well, she put up something on Instagram, I think, later, or Twitter, or something that said that this will continue or something, like we're not done yet. Like maybe they're going to exchange talent or have them have little mini invasion type things where a WWE person shows up.
Who the hell does TNA have? Okay, whatever. I don't want to.
They don't. They don't, but they could. There may be some people that they're interested in. Who knows?
Hey, Josh Alexander, get your headdress ready.
Well, the big thing too is they acknowledged Naomi. She wasn't Trinity. She was Naomi when she came back to WWE, and they name checked the TNA title that she had it.
Oh.
At one time.
So that's what they're getting back. Is the mention.
Right. And it's like, I think it's too, where you get the, they're champion somewhere else. Like that indicates that they're good and they, you know, belong in WWE. It's Vince's thing with, wanting to be, oh, this is the only place superstars are. It's like, no, there are superstars where you are. You've made some superstars and some have made themselves. But that isn't the only place. There's other places that do really good work with the talent they got.
I'd say, hey, TNA's, you want Jordan Grace, I'm also sending you Tommy Dreamer. Yeah. Do something with that.
See, that could be a thing. They could have him. Oh, he wrestles for TNA now. And they could do little tiny crossover things to get a little spike in the ratings, you know. TNA fans will come over and watch WWE stuff. Who knows why they do it, but I prefer that to shutting out the smaller feds completely and ignoring them like they don't exist.
I saw Jade Cargill finally made her debut after, what, 6 months of being signed. They said it was awesome. It was the greatest debut. I mean, the shit you read. And then I saw a clip, and they're like, oh, look at her manhandle Nia Jax. She picks her up, and then it looks like a turd falling in a toilet. Just barely got her slammed down. It wasn't impressive. This isn't Lex Luger, Yokozuna shit. So again, it was overrated bullshit. But I mean, I only saw that one clip. Maybe it was awesome from there.
Yeah. People seem to be more lit up about her facing Bianca Belair. They had a stare off in the ring. So whatever that. What I do, I haven't seen much of Chick. Like I said, I haven't watched much of anything for a long time. I've just started getting back into stuff. And from what I saw, Jade Cargill, she's like greener and goose shit, and she looks impressive, but that's about it.
Her AEW work was very spotty. It was very short matches. Who knows how long she practiced those short matches? It looks great though, so I'm not gonna say nothing. She looks good.
Yeah, we'll see what she does, because they had to kind of indoctrinate her a little bit at NXT, I think, get her trained in.
I mean, they used to say,
for the most part,
Ronda Rousey would practice her match like 45 times.
Yeah.
You know, which totally didn't used to be a thing, but.
No. Well, just that she hasn't come from that world. She had to learn it. And it's like, she's not call it in the ring type. That's not the world she comes from. So I would imagine she'd have to rehearse her lines, so to speak.
So who was at the end of the women's? Who were they pushing here?
Let's see. I think Cargill and Liv. What's her name? No. I can't remember Morgan. They're on the apron, and Bailey was the last one in there too, and they were all on the apron. And they're teasing
new young superstar Bailey. Yeah, okay.
New young superstar Bailey. We're teasing suplexes onto the floor and all that kind of shit. And they finally, I think Jared Cargill threw, or I think Liv Morgan tossed Jade Cargill somehow, knocked her off.
Hmm.
Bailey scrambled back in the ring and kicked her and pushed her off the edge of the apron. And that was how she won.
Really? Dang. Pushed her like that. Okay.
Yeah. So then they had Kevin Owens and Jake Paul And I'd never seen Jake Paul wrestle, and he at least knows how to do it.
Oh, Logan Paul.
Or Logan Paul.
Jake Paul is the fake boxer.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's how much I pay attention. This stuff is like, meh. I'm not interested enough to even know which guy's
at least you didn't say Vinny Paul.
Vinny Paul. Ooh, that would be cool. At least he's still alive to wrestle.
Well, and him and Owen got the same physique, so it'd be really cool.
But, it was a nice back and forth thing. And then they had a sort of a screw job, dusty finish type thing where Brass Knuckles got brought in. Kevin Owens got him away from him, knocked him with him, and forgot to take them off so the referee couldn't see them. And Paul kept the title. Then it was a four-way with Roman Reigns.
Spoiler alert.
AJ, LA Knight, and Randy Orton.
They should have, they should just have like a 10-way with the guy.
It's a typical four-way. It wasn't anything great.
No, they should have them actually have a gauntlet match with the whole roster.
Yeah.
Male and female. And just have them run through it. It's boring, man.
The same old shit. If they didn't, it could be interesting, but not with those four guys, you know?
I will say this, though. Since Triple H, it looks like since he kind of, is he taking over? What does he do? Is he the producer of it? Is he the guy in Gorilla now, I assume, right? CEO? What the hell is he? I don't know. Whatever. He's fucked his way to the top. It's awesome. Good job, my guy. And Stephanie's not, you know, they're not a bad prize at the end, right? So, So ever since he's kind of taken back over, have you noticed just how steroided these dudes are again? Like, AJ Styles, you know, these guys start getting in their late 40s and 50s, and I guess the testosterone is just pumping now, right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are out of, yeah, that is how it works. That's why.
It just turns out.
Yeah. Everyone is jacked out of their mind, man. They got like back knee and just, holy shit. Anyway,
there's your typical, and then to get interference from Roman's guys in the end and blah, blah, blah. He retains. I didn't figure they'd take it off of him till WrestleMania at the earliest anyway. Then the final was, of course, the men's Rumble match. And that was pretty much by the numbers. There was no huge surprise except, I mean, if you know the internet, you know Andrade El Idolo came back, but that was expected.
Okay, can we say something real quick? Just because we don't have a long-standing podcast on this, but with the Andrade guy, you know how he was always kind of a WWE, you know, when Triple H takes back over, he was kind of like he was going to go there, right? That was always the backstage murmuring that he couldn't wait to go back there.
Right.
And we'll say this again. We talked off air. If you're Tony Khan and you know that, because he does, I mean, more than, you know, we do. I don't know why you push that guy so much at the end, because he would be flat on his back or he'd be at home.
Yeah.
Because that's just better business. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
I mean, if he's a draw of any kind, then yeah, use him till he leaves.
Is he?
That's what I'm saying. If he is,
yeah. Well,
not for me. Okay. But, you know,
for who?
Internet smart guys.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of dudes might. Oh God, he's the best ever.
Dude. The Cody Rhodes guys he brought in, guys, girls, yeah. You know, from the school or whatever. Like Jade Cargill, she was a Cody person. You still hear Ricky Starks. He was just on a podcast going, I don't know who to turn to for advice in AEW and shit like this. Dude, he's a tag champ right now. Don't give him a belt. Don't do anything. Send him on his way. If he desperately wants to go back to Cody and think that he's even going to be anything there, then go prove it. Anybody with Cody or, you know, Malachi Black or Buddy Murphy Matthews, dude, let him go. Don't put him on TV. There's plenty of other people there. So the whole, you know, you're going to go there and be a star. And no, dude, guys, you're not. You're not Samoan and you're not, you know, nepotismed up. So if you want to go, go. But that would be my bitch. Like, dude, if AEW's these fucking WWE bootlicking guys, if I even saw you on social media saying anything, but if I saw you like a tweet about someone in WWE, I'd be like, kiss my ass and go, you know, like, especially the castaways, you know, obviously Ricky Starks has never been there, but I mean, the castaways, you know, the Buddy Murphys, the, you know, like, don't they know better? Like, I don't know, whatever. I mean, they're making money anyway. So, you know, it's hard to fault them. They're making money doing this, you know, that'd be phenomenal. But those guys that don't know how it is, I'd say go, you know what I mean? Like, who wants to, you'd almost want to walk into catering and be like, who wants to go? All right, you're sitting at home.
Yeah. And, well, you know, the story is that Tony Khan's a money mark. So he's all in for it and trying to be everybody's buddy and trying to pay whoever they bring in and all that shit because he wants to have a wrestling company. And we keep seeing where that goes with him.
Yeah, it really worked out with CM Punk, right? I mean, that guy really destroyed the shit out of, like, the infrastructure. He really, you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe he went all in on that guy so fucking quick.
Yeah, I think he, if Punk needs to finish his career out in WWE and that's it, because I don't think anybody else is going to bring him in after all the bullshit that's gone down.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt all the causing shit backstage.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You'd almost just want some of that, like, old school justice or something, you know what I mean? Like, beat this guy's ass somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But, and, you know, speaking of CM Punk, I guess he tore his triceps taking a DDT in this match. Out 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Couldn't happen to a better guy. Who cares? He tore his triceps in AEW. I think he broke his foot too. His foot, his ankle, something like that.
Yep. I think some weird mishap in the stepping off of something broke. Like, if you're that fragile, dude, you probably shouldn't be doing this. If you're that fragile this frequently.
Yeah. I don't know. He was a hell of a UFC fighter. I think he's probably like the worst UFC fighter ever. Which is weird that he thinks he's such a Billy Badass. You know, it's strange, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can be angry and you can be a punk, but that doesn't mean you're a badass.
I don't know. Just when you hear, like, mixed stories about somebody as much as him, I don't know. He just, granted, I'll never meet him, but he just doesn't seem like someone you'd want to be around too much. But.
Nah, I think he's way too high on his own supply.
Yeah, which is strange. Because, I mean,
yeah,
his matches, I can't think of a match that ever blew me away. The only thing people remember him for is a couple promos. You don't remember his matches.
No. The only ones I remember was there was like a series he had with Samoa Joe and ROH, I think. He had like three of them. That wasn't too bad. I remember that was fairly memorable. But most of the rest of the time was like, I hear other people raving about it. But when I watch it, it's like, okay. It's a match.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same formula stuff. I'm talking about, like, anything in WWE or whatever.
Yeah.
So, is what it is. All right. So, was there any decent surprises in this thing, except for, you know, Lesnar not being able to be there because he's watching scat porn or something?
Yeah. Or Truth cracked me up. I don't give a shit. He cracks me up. Came out during the Women's Rumble. And God, and he says, are you telling me it's all women in this match? It's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. So they threw him out. He came back in the men's match, and he was trying to tag with Dominic Mysterio to get him in. It's like, no, dumb shit. It's a Rumble match. Come on. And he's trying to get him to tag him in. It's like the clueless wrestler things, actually. He does a good job with it. I think he's a fairly natural comedian. But that, and then Punk, it came down to Punk and Cody, and Punk yelled that he didn't come all this way to lose to Dusty's kid. And then he turned around and lost to Dusty's kid.
What is he? Is he heel? Is he tweener? What is he?
He's mostly been very contrite about he's glad to be back and he just wants to make money and, you know, and he put a, he just watched the first part of Raw tonight and he was talking about a, you know, tried to do a noble speech about a friend who has cancer and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Drew McIntyre cut a pretty decent one on him. Came in and he's been talking shit on him for real. And, he finally came in and says, you know what happened to you last night in that match? I prayed for it. Oh, and it happened. Mm. He prayed that he'd get hurt and it happened. I was like, yeah, that's actually a pretty good turn. But other than that, there was a standard Rumble match. It was okay. There was no big surprises.
No big surprises, huh? Just
nope. Overall, it was an okay pay-per-view, but it wasn't nothing that's needs to go down in the annals of history.
So Cody, two straight, correct? I think that's two straight Rumbles.
Back to back. And he pretty much made it known he's going after, he kept looking at Roman Reigns and pointing at him. So it's like, yeah, I'm taking your title. Ooh, so that's probably what's going to be.
Fresh matchup. Never seen that one before. Damn.
No.
Man, they just keep giving us dream matches that we've definitely never seen before. And definitely not like, you know, the same story, just rehash. Man, this is good.
Well, it's they're all hashtagging it. Finish his story is what they're trying to sell it as.
Awesome.
Finish Cody's story.
Awesome. So, can he stop the 15-year reign of Roman Reigns?
Maybe he gets leukemia again.
Yeah. Or will leukemia stop the reign?
That's his finisher, leukemia.
Good God. I mean, things are so different now that Vince is gone. I mean, it's like a totally different product.
I'm not sure what they could do without doing radical departures, though. I mean, there's a base that wrestling is that you have to have, but I don't know what they would do to spice it up at all.
No, they've got who they got, and they're number one in the world, and they make a shit ton of money off a shit product. Why change it?
Don't fuck with it.
I mean, honestly, you know, they're not the ones that have to come up with something decent.
No.
I mean, look at Walmart. Hasn't it looked the same for 3 decades? I mean, being serious, you know what I mean? When you're Walmart, what do you really have to do?
Keeps making more money.
It's about as interesting as walking into a Walmart. I'm sure it's got like this, you know, it's got the same clientele. WWE and Walmart. Pretty sure. Go to the helmets, and it's definitely not for the bicycles. You know what I mean? So that was the Royal Rumble. So now, since you know we're depressed, we're gonna go to the TNA recap. Unless you have anything to add, any other news you've heard?
Nothing. Concerning the scandal, I heard that was the things that were going on was why Shane McMahon left back in like 2000 or whatever.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, because it was abrupt. It was kind of strange that like, they're like, oh, he's going to step away to work more on his company in Asia or whatever. I forgot. I read that years and years ago.
Yep. And it was because he didn't want to get caught up in all the shit.
Well, he probably walked in on Laurinaitis and Vince McMahon going to town. I'm sure. And, you know, he's probably like, ah.
Yeah. Big mess, but it's the allegations that are finishing him. Cause I don't know, besides the text, I mean, that's proof, but I don't know if it's enough to really make anything stick for a billionaire.
Yeah. That's why I'm not real sure how far this will go. You know what I mean? I don't know how much the woman like went with, you know what I mean? Because obviously at first it couldn't have been that big of a problem. And I don't know when it turned into, you know, rape or whatever the main, you know, gripe is. I don't know. That's a real bad way to put it. You know, why are you griping about rape, ladies? But anyway, I don't know. It is what it is. So TNA recap. You kind of mentioned this last week on the pod that never was, is kind of the rule of thumb is you want to make it like someone's watching it for the first time.
Right.
I think TNA took your advice and really knocked it out of the park, because there was several recaps on this show.
Yes. Yes. Recaps and promos.
Goodness.
Promos that went nowhere a lot of times.
Whew. So here we go. Chris Bay defeats Kevin Knight. I will say this. Both guys in great shape. Mm-hmm. Can do moves. Awesome. But to me, it felt like two guys, and I know, you know, this is pro wrestling, but it just felt like two guys playing wrestler. Does that make sense? Like playing dress up pro wrestler. Now, I granted, that's what everyone's doing, but it just struck me. I'm just like, huh. I don't know why. It just felt like, okay, these are two guys like on Halloween or something. Does that, you know, that, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just their presentation.
Not being familiar with them. Yeah. Not being familiar with them all that much. It's hard to get invested in them. And it looked like this was like, okay, here's a match to start things off, but here's what's really going to happen. And the grizzled young vets come in and jump Chris Bay and his partner. It's like, well, why didn't you start with that? You know, you could have had like a brawl to start that and not had a match.
And it would have saved a loss for Kevin Knight.
Yep.
I mean, right.
Do they count those?
You can't outbook Scott D'Amore. You're in the Scott D'Amore experience now, baby.
Yeah.
Ash by Elegance cheesecake video aired to hype her in-ring debut. From the looks of it, she's never had cheesecake in her life, or at least not in the last 10 years, because that chick is getting skinnier by the month.
Or any, female hormone, whatever that is.
Oh, estrogen.
Estrogen, yeah. She hadn't touched any estrogen in a while either. Yeah, I've never gotten these kind of promos. It's like, she's supposed to wrestle, but she's all classy and elegant. I've never gotten those kind of promos, that kind of
character. Pro wrestling's not classy and elegant?
All the time.
Tell that to Mae Young. So, Rich Swann.
I'd rather see Mae Young.
Hey. Rich Swann interrupts Kazarian, and this is another feud that I can't just wait to sink my teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
But then old AJ Francis Top Dollar shows up, and wow, it just keeps getting better, right? My goodness.
Yeah, I don't get the big deal about this guy. I haven't seen him do much besides botch a, you know, plancha or a suicide dive. So,
well, he flies first class. All right. Anyway. Then here you go, Dirty Dango, the former Fandango, and Oleg Prudius, who's the former Vladimir Kozlov, I believe. And they defeated some enhancement talent.
Yep.
How'd you like it? What do you give it? How many times did you watch it?
Number one, Oleg Prudius, horrible fucking name. Why can't they get decent names with a hook to them, at least, you know?
Or just call him Oleg at that point.
Oleg's fine. Yeah, or just, you know, bring in Oleg the Usurper from Chikara. Have him come in there.
Hey, he's probably free. Probably.
funny, the only highlight of this was mildly amusing was letting Oleg do all the work and him sitting out on his cell phone talking. And he was still talking on his cell phone while he was finishing the match. It's like, that was kind of unique and funny, but overall it's, you know.
Motor City Machine Guns and Okada in the back. Yeah, that was kind of a basic little promo, and that's fun. And then Jordan Grace defeats Trinity, shocking, to retain the Knockouts title. I guess this is, you know. At least she did a job on the way out, because, I mean, Tony Khan would have had her win the title.
Yeah.
And then she would have had to have vacated it.
Being taped a couple of weeks in advance. That, I mean, you knew this was coming, but it was like their one last little farewell match.
AEW would have had Trinity squash Jordynne Grace.
And then never show up again.
Right.
Jeez.
How'd you like this match? It was all right.
It was fine. Like I said, it's not bad. Most of the matches I see are not bad. They're just, you know, like I forgot to mention that too. There was like massive amount of cringy ass botches in the women's Rumble match.
Oh, I saw a few of them, like a Hurricane Rana gone wrong and stuff like that. I did see some of that.
She was doing the spin around, like, here, no, don't go too fast. Okay, I'll throw up.
Yeah, but I think it's like year 6 of NXT when you get the head scissor takeover class. You know what I mean?
God. Step up the curriculum.
I did notice that, you know, The Rock is now on the board, and now his daughter is in charge of NXT. That's cool. That's, you know.
That sounds like another recipe for disaster.
My goodness. And then a little clique of women, you know, beats down, you know, Jordynne Grace and Trinity.
Yeah.
All right. Your favorite guys, The System. They're backstage. You remember these guys. They were all dressed up, eating at Dave and Buster's, saying how they're the best. Damn.
Yeah. Just dry white toast. That's it.
Then, probably the best thing on the show, Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler, defeats Zachary Wentz. Here's my problem. It doesn't look like Ziggler's in WWE, whatever, way too long, because this looked like one of those formulaic matches to me, with just a little bit more spice to it. You know what I mean? It did look like he was going through the WWE motion to me.
Yeah. I mean, and you would think, I know that they do here's this move. Yeah, like 4 or 5 moves you hit because that's the one the crowds pop on, all that. I would think he'd take an opportunity to do something different.
Yeah, Wentz looked better here to me because, again, he's doing his same shtick.
Beyond that, it was a match. If I'm not doing anything else, I'll watch a wrestling match.
Nick Nemeth, he'll be good for this company, though. I really do think, you know, I think he just, it really feels like he belongs there. I know, and I'm not, that's not me shitting on him like Vince McMahon in a 3-way. I'm just saying it just feels right. Does it not? It kind of feels like he's in the right spot.
Like I said, I think he could have accomplished more if he'd gone to New Japan or something like that. But, you know, I don't know what his circumstances are, or if he has to be nearby for something or what. But
he's going to wrestle David Finlay in New Japan. So,
yeah.
Starting kind of at the bottom-ish. Believe it or not, there was a run-in in this match. I know what you're thinking. The first match, run-in. Women's match, a run-in. This match, there was a run-in. But this is the Scott D'Amore experience, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I think every booker has their shticks they like to use, and that sounds like it's one of his.
Crazy Steve had a shoot interview that they accidentally aired saying that Tommy Dreamer held him back.
Yeah. Also, the fact that I'm blind as a bat.
Right. Yeah. And my eyesight has also held me back. Actually, he's weird. Decent. For, you know,
it was weird that Rhino came in and interfered, though. That came in and had stopped him.
Yeah. Here we go. You're not ready for a Rhino Crazy Steve program?
Oof. That won't last very long.
MK Ultra defeated Danny Luna and Jody Threat. No run in here. Which, I mean, this match, again, it was kind of a beat down type of match.
Yeah, you know the one tag team move they got, the two double knee strike, running double knee strike. They both do. That's not a bad move. And when they did they did some kind of
power bomb.
I don't know. They picked her up and dumped her, and it looked like it almost dumped her on her friggin' head.
That's what you get for signing with TNA.
Yeah. You're going to have a spinal injury eventually.
Motor City Machine Guns and Okada defeat the system, which is Moose, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards.
For no build, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as I was hoping, but also, I didn't expect a ton of Okada in here. We discussed this on the last episode that he wasn't going to take the bulk of the match. We get it.
No. And I thought they were going to go somewhere. They've taken Eddie Edwards and working him over on both of his legs at the beginning of it. And that didn't apparently pay off. I'm not sure why everybody was concentrating on working on his legs. Usually when you do that shit, it's for a reason of it down the road.
Yeah, I don't know. Who does it? I thought, so who's Moose? Is Moose going to have to face Shelley again?
Probably.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Things, you may be surprised. I always try to be optimistic. Say, you know what? Maybe they got something up their sleeve. But you know.
A video teasing Mustafa Ali, his debut, aired after the credits.
Oh
man.
We're X Division. That's their bread and butter.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's weird because I don't want AEW signing any WWE guys. TNA, sign them all. And I say that just because of the presentation. Like, TNA feels a lot more WWE to me than AEW does. They've got the, not that AEW doesn't do comedy, because, I mean, they got the Danhausen stuff, they got the Tony Storm stuff, but... TNA, they have like the really bad comedy that like WWE does, you know, like the whole, my God, if someone were to walk in on me watching this right now, I'd be embarrassed, or you know what I mean? That's just my thoughts on it. But anyway, would you agree Wrestler of the Week goes to PCO?
The fact that he didn't appear, that was great. My favorite part of the show.